Welcome to Living with Jesus. Each week we celebrate life with Jesus, praying for Him to reveal Himself. And we pray that you'll have more fulfilling and rewarding relationship with the Lord. Amen. So, what is your relationship with Jesus?
Good morning. I'm David Jopie, Living with Jesus. This week our podcast focuses on discipleship through life with Jesus. Jesus reigns. Hallelujah. Now Jesus delegates some extreme terms of commitment for discipleship to himself. As his disciples, you must love him more than worldly relationships. You must deny yourself and take up your cross daily and follow him. And you must uphold Christ and his word above all else. And to be fit for service in the kingdom of God, you must not look back to rely on worldly things. You must sell your possessions and give to the needy, thus providing yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, and with treasure in heaven that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. Moreover, as a believer in Christ, the terms for peace with God as a disciple may come to its call to renounce all you have to be his disciple. For Jesus promised eternal life with God in heaven. So then, if you are called to be an extreme disciple of Jesus Christ, your life may become very different from that of those who conform to the world. The world teaches active righteousness through politics, legalism, education, or other good works. But the gift of God is the passive righteousness of true faith that stands firm before God. This righteousness is revealed in the gospel from faith, for faith, and by faith. And the gospel is the good news that the kingdom of God has come in Jesus. Thank God that you belong to his kingdom. Now, discipline in the Master's way has given disciples of Jesus hands-on experience with his works, his word, and his wisdom. Indeed, imitating the works of Jesus equips you for life with God. Such life is found in teaching, fellowship, breaking bread, and fulfilling the needs of others. And you are called to the word of Christ, which is worthy of your faith, your prayers, and your praise. And the purpose of Jesus' saving power and wisdom is his salvation won for you. This salvation is guaranteed by the Holy Spirit, who is sent with you into the world where Jesus is about to visit. Sent into a community, you are looking for a house worthy of the peace of God. And now, Jesus taught that the law is fulfilled with love. And then he tells the crowds that his disciples practice the weightier masters of the law, naming in particular justice, mercy, and faithfulness. The Lord has established his throne for justice and the love of God, and the Lord God the Father sits enthroned forever. And Jesus desires mercy, not sacrifice, so that you may draw near to the throne of grace with confidence to receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And to God in heaven, your faithfulness, O Lord, extends to the clouds, and your steadfast love to the heavens. Praise the Lord. And finally, Jesus teaches his disciples that as your teacher and master, he rules over all things. In Christ, it is enough for a disciple to be like his teacher, and a servant to be like his master. So beware of men who would drag you before governors and kings for Jesus' sake. But the Holy Spirit gives you words to say when they are needed. So persecutions may come. If his opponents curse Jesus, the master of the house, how much more will they persecute members of his household? You should have no fear of being rendered under Caesar, for you have great value to God in heaven. Recall that the Lord Jesus has rendered you to reconciliation with God. So pray for the mercy of Jesus. He is the protector of all who trust him. And the Holy Spirit determines what is good according to Scripture. And God the Father cares for you. So pass through temporal things, but hold fast to eternal things. Let us pray to God in heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
We pray that this week podcast has encouraged your faith in Jesus Christ and that you'll continue in His love. In His holy name, Amen. What is your relationship with Jesus?